Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aharon Sorcher. Maseches Beitza has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Friedman, Leila Nishmas, Menachem Ben Yosef, and Tzina Devora Bas Yechiel.
We're learning Maseches Beya Daf Chav Beis. We'll start the shiur from towards the bottom of Chav Aleph from the Beis, the Mishnah, Beishamay Yomer. First Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Beishamay Yomer L'yechem Adam Chaman L'raglov, you're not allowed to heat up hot water to wash your feet, Elam Kenuin L'shtia, only if they're able to drink the water. Meisul matirin, and Meisul holds its mutter to heat up hot water to wash your feet. Then it says, Aisa ad medura umeschamim kenegda. You're allowed to make a medura, you can make a fire, and be meschamim. The Gemara says it only goes according to Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai argues on medura also. So Pashtas, the machlekes Beis Shammai Meisul is, if you hold of mitaych, and that's what the Ran says Mefurish. It's the same machlek as we had on Daf Yud Beis, the maskan of the Gemara there on Daf Yud Beis, that Beis Shammai holds that only Melechus Eichel Nefesh is mutter, only what you need for eating. Anything that's not for eating, there's no het to Melech on Yamtiv. And Mesil holds Mitech Shehutra, Letzarech Eichel Nefesh, Hutra Mishlel Letzarech Eichel Nefesh, that you're allowed to do it for any other Tzarech, even if it's not a tzarech eichel nefesh. So here, washing the feet is a tzarech, it's not a tzarech eichel nefesh. Beis Shammai holds its aser, Beis Hillel holds its mutter. I'll mention b'kitzur though, that the shittas of Rambam is that the reason why it's mutter is because sicha nechitza, he says, is actually eichel nefesh. Eichel nefesh doesn't only mean eating. Hanos haguf is also nichel in the word eichel nefesh. It's not al tzmitaych. And the Rambam goes to Shitasai, because the Rambam in Halacha Dalet learns that Mitaych is limited to two Malachas, Haitzah and Avara. Haitzah and Avara, carrying and lighting fires, there you say Mitaych, but all the other Malachas, you don't say Mitaych Shuchu L'Tzarech Echel Nefesh, Shuchu L'Mishlel L'Tzarech Echel Nefesh. Now here, by heating up that water, it's a Malach of Bishul. So that's why the Rambam in Halacha Tezayin has to say that it's not all Mitaych, because Mitaych doesn't apply to Bishul. It's a separate head to because the mechitza and sicha, because the tanugi aguf, they're the same thing as eichel nefesh itself, the mamish considered as eichel nefesh atzma. Is what to be ma'arich about in the shita serambam is not the sugi for it. Now, Taisus asks the kasha, why is Beis Shammai matir when they're ruyin l'shtia, when they're able to drink them? L'chaya, if you're not cooking them for shtia, you're cooking them to wash your feet, even if they're ruyin l'shtia, why should that be a heter? Now, Taisus prefaces his kasha by saying, Halas lehu mitaych. Beis Shammai doesn't hold the mitaych, so Melech is no heter. In Masechta Shabbos, he says a little bit more. He says, since he doesn't hold the mitaych, he also doesn't hold of hayil. Sounds like Be'etzin would be a havimina to say that it's mutter because of hayil, since you could use it for drinking, so you're allowed to cook it even though you're not using it for drinking, you're using it l'raglov. But in that, Taisus says that it's muchach that Beis Shammai doesn't hold of hayil because he doesn't hold the mitaych. Other Rishayim also put make this connection. If you don't hold the mitaych, you don't hold the vayil. Rabbi Kivega has a kash on it. Al kopanim, it would be shver, even if it would be al tzayil, it would be shver that l'chayr hayil doesn't matter midrabanan. It still should be aser midrabanan. But that's what Taisus says, that avada Beis Shammai doesn't hold the vayil because he doesn't hold the mitaych. And the mail it shver, why would it be mut if it's royal l'shtia? And for Taisus, when the Mishnah says royal l'shtia, it means you're planning on drinking from it. You are actually going to drink. And he says, Yishami says that Mefurish. Now, once you're cooking up water for drinking, and you add water to wash your feet, that's Ribashurim. And that we learned on Daf Yud Zayin, and we had a few times, that Ribashurim is mutter. That's what it means, Yishami says, that when it's royal l'shtia, you could do it. It means if you're going to drink, and you're heating up hot water to drink, you can add hot water, l'tzarech, washing your feet. Now, the Mishnah says, Chaman l'raglov, that it's for the feet. The Shainim amadayik, that to wash your entire guf, that's aser. To heat up water to wash the entire guf is aser. But there's a machlekes Shainim why. Taisus says the reason why, even Beis Hillel holds its aser to wash the entire guf, is because it's ain't a shavu l'chol nefesh. It's a Gemara in Ksuvus. It's a Gemara in Ksuvus Dav Zayin that says that you need shavu l'chol nefesh. The Gemara is talking about mugmar, to put fragrant spices in the clothing through burning fragrant spices. And the Gemara says it's only for mefunakim, and most people don't appreciate it, and therefore it's not shavu l'chol nefesh. Something which is not shavu l'chol nefesh is asur an yamtif. Hu adin v'chitzis kol aguf. Taisus holds it's called the einish shavah l'chol nefesh. It's not what most people do, but it's not what most people need. And therefore, it's asur on yamtif. So according to Taisus, the issu would be an issu d'iraisa. Rabbi Kivegin, the tshuva is ma'ir. It's not mamish d'iraisa, because we pass on like rabbi that you say hayil, and l'chari you should have a hayil if you cooked up water to eat the whole guf. L'chari you should have a hayil. If it's royal ishtia, for sure you could say hayil. And even if it's not royal ishtia, but if arichim would come and they'll all need to use it for pan of yadav v'raglav, then it'll be mutter. So l'chari you'd have a hayil. But Taisus, Rabbi Kivegin says what Taisus means is it's ke'ena d'iraisa. About it would be deraisa without the sor of hayil. That's the same din as a deraisa. Now Shenkein the Rif and the Rambam holds that way. That be'etzim for the kol guf, it also would be mutter mi deraisa for the kol guf. They don't hold that the sor. It's not shavah l'chol nefesh. But they hold there's another reason why it's aser. Gzeiris mechatzayis. That's a sugya masech the Shabbos about washing on yamtif. And the sugya is mafurish that you can't wash the whole guf for chamin shochmu biyamtif. And they say it's a gzeira. Since on Shabbos they acid washing the whole guf, even if the water was heated from Erev Shabbos, so they apply the issa to yantif also. But there's an afkamina. According to Taisus, where there's an issa deraisa, or like Rabbi Kivegah says, kein deraisa, to heat up the water, letzarech chitzis kol guf. So then, even if the water was heated up in Erev yantif, it's also asa to wash kol guf. It's a gzeira. Just like by Shabbos, you're not allowed to wash kol guf with the water that was heated up Erev Shabbos, and Gzeira, you might heat it on Shabbos. Who would then on Yom Tov have exactly the same Gzeira? Hashenkin, according to the Rif and the Rambam, that Midaraisa, it's mutter to wash, to heat up the water for the whole guf. They don't consider it any shovel chol nefesh. So Mamela, if you heated the water on Yom Tov, then you can't wash the whole guf Midarabanan. But if it's heated Erev Yom Tov, you're allowed to wash the whole guf Midarabanan. That's what comes out. So state in the Paiskim. It's more as a machlekes mechaben arma in Simin. Tavkuf Yud Aleph. And the Piskei Tshuvas there in Siman Tavkuf Yud Aleph brings the error that today it doesn't seem to be Eina Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Today, people take showers every day. It would seem that it would be called Shavu L'chol Nefesh Tid up water to be Reichitz Kol Aguf. He brings in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchus, so he says that L'maisa, you look in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchus, so you see the G'dayli HaPeskin Paskin that the Halacha didn't change, we still considered Eina Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Al Kapanim, I just want to marry one thing, that even if according to Taisus you could say the halacha changed today, which the Poskim say it doesn't, but according to the Rambam, Avada, nothing changed. And according to the Rambam, Avada would be usher to be reichitz kol aguf, even if you'd consider it shavah l'chol nefesh. It's pashut. Now, Rabbi Kivega asks a gavaldik kasha. Rabbi Kivega asks, if you're going to say that you're allowed to heat up water for tzarech panav yadav v'raglav, because that's called shavah l'chol nefesh, so how could it be usher to heat up the water to wash kol aguf, it should be a het of ribi shiurim. Anytime you heat up the water to wash kol aguf, you're also using the water to wash pan of yadav v'raglav, which is mutter. So you need part of the water to do something mutter, to wash pan of yadav v'raglav. How could it be an isser to heat up the water to wash the whole guf? Das fekt Rebbe Kivega. As Fasem is here, he brings Rebbe Kivega's kasha. He says the teretz is that you're doing it in two different pots. You're washing, you're using two pots to heat up the water. So one pot's enough for panav yadav v'raglav. The other pot's another tirchah. There's no ribi shiurim. That's why it's asur midaraisa. But comes a tremendous chiddush lefi this vasemis. If you have one big pot washing, heating up the water l'kol aguf, it's taka mutter. Paiskim, at least according to Taisus. According to the Rambam, would remain us, al seris merchitzais. But the Paiskim don't mention such a thing. I saw in the Minchas Ariel and Masechta Shabbos, on Daf Metesim and Beis, that he says, Teretz from the Ma'ari Eish, that there's a difference between the Hanah of washing Panav Yadav Raglav alone and the Hanah of washing it together with the Kol Aguf. When you wash the Panav Yadav Raglav together with the Kol Aguf, that's not Panav Yadav Raglav. That's also Asur. He's not washing his Panav Yadav Raglav. He doesn't need the Panav Yadav Raglav. He wants to wash Kol Aguf. The Kol Aguf, even the Panav Yadav Raglav when you're doing Kol Aguf, is also a chelik of the kol aguf, and it's also called that it's ein shavah l'chol nefesh. That's the chayyim we have to say to answer Rabbi Kivega's kasha. Yeah, nachazach the bi'alacha in siman tavkuf yiralef has an arichus. If it's davka panav yadav raglav, what about other evarim? He held in a svara It's Dafka Panav Yadav Raglav that's called Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Any other Eivor should be Aser. And even though Lagabi Hilchas Shabbos, Lagabi Gzeira of washing Kol Aguf on Shabbos, Pavcham and Shulchan Be'erev Shabbos, the place can make a chilek, it's Dafka Kol Aguf, but other Eivorim Amutter, he says that's Lagabi Gzeira Derabbanon of Shabbos, not to wash Kol Aguf in Cham and Shulchan Be'erev Shabbos, because Gzeira you might heat it up on Shabbos, that's only Kol Aguf Mamish. Hashem can hear. Well, you need Shavu L'chol Nefesh, Lechai only Pani Yad Ragam Shavu L'chol Nefesh. But are they Evarim or not? But then he said he saw Mefurish in the Chedush Her Ashben Shabbos, not that way. And he also brings Achrayim Klar that learned that no, that any time you're not washing Kol Aguf, walk upon him Rav Aguf, that is a din of Pani Yad Raglav, and that's Mutter. And now let's see the Gemara on Daf Chav Bezim and Aleph, towards the middle of the Amud. The Gemara says, Ula Ikla Lebei Rav Yehuda, Ula came to Rav Yehuda's house, Kam Shmaya, Ula's Shamish came, got up, Zakafo L'Shraga, and he stood up the candle straight. Rashi says his point was he wanted to move the oil away from the flame so it shouldn't burn the oil, so it should go out. Eis Rav Yehuda L'Ula, so Rav Yehuda asked the Kashan Ula, how is the Shamish allowed to do this? It says in the Mishnah, Noisin Shemim B'ner Chayiv Mishamav, it's a braisa. If you put oil into a candle, there's a chiv mishamavir, that's like lighting a fire. And if you take oil away from the candle, chayim mishamachaba, that's putting out the fire. Amalei lavadatoi. Hashemish didn't do it with my knowledge, with my consent. Hashemish did it on his own. I tak all the tzasser. Here's what the Gemara says in Yisayid, that if you take oil away from a fire, that's a chiv kibui. Rashi is mashma, that even if his intention was to eat the oil, it's also aser. Rashi says, I'm a stapik, ha'neitel mimenu v'oichel. If you take away oil from the flame and eat it, yechayim ishu mechaba. And Rashi says, v'kibu v'yontif l'yishtui. There's no heter of kibu v'yontif, even if you're planning on eating the oil. That's the chayah grace of chindish, because even if it's kibui, but kibui v'oichel nefesh is mutter. That's what it says in Afchav Gimel, with the bisra gumri, when you grill meat over coals, you're doing kibui, and the Gemara says that it's mutter because you're allowed to do kibui for eichel nefesh. We'll see a whole sugya shortly about if you could do kibui in order that the food shouldn't burn, because that might not be called eichel nefesh. That might be inyan of machshirim, like we're going to learn. But if it's for eichel nefesh mamish, l'chayr kibui is mutter. So here, where you're doing the kibui, you're taking the oil in order to eat the oil. So what could possibly be the problem? The Eliyahu brings that the Aguda Mefurish says that it's only when you're doing the kibunati oil, like this Shamish, where Stam wanted to save the oil to burn another time. He was just Stam doing kibunati, but not his intention was to eat the oil. He was just doing it to save money. So Mimela, that's an Isser. That's a kibush loyalitzar chachal nefesh. But if you're planning on eating the oil, you're taking the oil away from the flame in order to eat it, that's mutter. But the Eliyahu brings a kamri shayna mamafurish, not the way, like we're saying, is a mashmais of Rashi. He also is not such a shtarka mashmais of Rashi. But he brings the Rashba and the Vaidus HaKadosh, he brings the Rekeach, he brings other Rishayim that all say that no, that even if you're doing it to eat, it's Aser. So Bissel Shver, why should it be Aser? Why isn't it a Pasha that had to have Kibbul Tzarech Echol Nefesh? The Sharetzian, the Ansim and Tavkuf Yadalad, he brings down this whole raid, he brings down the Aguda that it's Mutti, he brings the Yerabi, bringing the Rishayim that it's Aser, he says Tzarechin Lemaisa. But he doesn't explain what the Nidin is. Ulai Neymar, that hayais, the oil itself is not, that's not the kibui. You're taking away the oil, and mamela in the ner there's a kibui. So it could be, even though it's a psikresha, that's the only way that could be, by taking away the oil, mamela you're causing kibui. But that's not called the kibui, it's a tzarech eichel nefesh. You're not doing a malacha in the oil that you're taking. You're doing a malacha in the ner that's staying. And the malacha that's staying, the fact that the ner is going out, we're going to explain why that's called the kibui, is because the ner gets dimmer, or it's because the ner will eventually go out quicker. But either way, that particular kibui, there's no eichel nefesh purpose being done. You're just taking the oil, so that's not called the kibui, it's tzarech eichel nefesh. It's tzarechim b'zeh, like the Sharetzian says, it's tzarechim what the malacha is b'chlal by the taking away the oil in order to eat it. And as a tzarechin, if that's a svarim, I was clearing, and in the Haidig Achreinim it's discussed, are you allowed to turn on the hot water faucet in order to wash dishes or to wash Panav Yadav Raglov on Yom Tov? You're allowed to cook water to wash dishes or to wash panaviyad of ragla vanyantif. That's mafurish. But maybe there's a svara that when you turn on that water faucet, the hot water that you're using is not the, what you're cooking. That water that you're using, that was already cooked, that's in the boiler. But what's the problem? When you turn on the hot water faucet, you're being gairin, and it's probably more than a grama, it's probably maybe considered like a mice to be a dayan, because the water is ready to come in. It's like ashkale bitka de maya, where that's considered a mice to be a dayan, and you're causing that water, the new water, to go into the boiler and get cooked. And that water that's getting cooked, you're not going to use on Yom Tov. That water that's getting cooked, the new water that's coming in and getting cooked, that can use after Yom Tov. So maybe even though you need to do this maisa of turning on the sink, of opening the faucet, in order for eichel nefesh, in order for something that's mutter on Yom Tov, like washing paniyot of raglov or washing dishes, but the malacha that's being done on Yedei Maisa is not going to be eaten on Yom Tov. And that will be similar to this svara, that even though you need the oil, you have to do this maisa of taking out the oil, tzarich eichel nefesh, because you want to eat the oil, but the kibui that's being done is not being done on tzarich eichel nefesh, and that might be aser. Like I said, it's a shaila, if this halacha lemaisa, if it's aser amutter, the Sharetzian brings, says tzarichin lemaisa, and I'm not sure if that's taka the svara of the aserim. So it seemed that the minhag ha'olam is to be mekel on turning on the hot water faucet, even though it's causing the water to be cooked. Nachzal inyaneinu. Why is, when you take out oil, why is it kibui? Asfektais the kasha. Why is it kibui? Why isn't it just gram kibui? So there's a machlekes taisus and the rush. Taisus says the fact that the fire is going to go out later, that's not a kibui b'chalal. That's a gram kibui. That's just a grama. The fact that the fire is going to go out earlier than if you wouldn't have taken out the oil, that's not the kibui. The kibui is that when you take the fire, when you take out the oil, you're causing the flame to become dimmer. You're causing the flame to become not as strong, to become weaker. That's the kibui. That's happening right away. That's not called the grama. That's the kibui. And Taisa says, l'fi is pshat, if you have a wax candle, so to cut off the end of the candle, that's not going to cause the flame to become dimmer, a ki uzem. So mamel, that's mutter. Just he says, you can't cut it off with a knife, because that's called masakin kli. A candle has a din of a kli. But to cut it off with fire, that's mutter. You're allowed to go and cut off the other half with fire, even though it will cause that the candle now will go out earlier. That's what Taisus says. The Rosh says that he has a raya from a Gemara in Shabbos that it is called kibui, the fact that it will go out earlier. Because the Gemara says there, the Mishnah in Bamem Adlikim, v'yikav anu sheferish shalbeya, you're not allowed to take a eggshell and fill it up with oil and put it by the opening of the candle so the oil should drip into the candle. And the reason is, maybe you'll take away oil from it. Now, if you take away oil from the eggshell that's dripping into the candle, that clearly is not going to cause the fire to get any dimmer. It's not even in the ner anymore. It's bechlal not in the ner. It's out of the ner, dripping into the ner. That's clearly not going to cause any dim, and the ner to become dim. And still, it says klar in the Mishnah, there's an issa to mistapik. Why? Why isn't that gram kibli? Why isn't that just the gram of the alma? Gram kibli is mutter. Zok derash veistais, if you're chapping with the guf ha-shemen, or the guf ha-psila, you're chapping with the ner itself, that's not called the grama. That's called kibui mamish biyadai. That's the svar of the Rosh. If you're not doing something with the ner itself, you're putting kalim, let's say you put water around the fire, you put kalim chadashim around the fire, that when the fire gets the kalim chadashim, they break and the water comes out and puts out the fire. This grama, you're not touching anything in the fire. You're not touching anything in the fire itself. So that's why it's a grama. Mashenkin, if you touch the actual ner, you make less oil in the ner, that's mamish kol biyadayim. So l'fi the Rosh, if you go and you cut off a piece of the candle, even though you're not dimming the fire of ki huzet, it's also asa, because you are actually chapping with the geirim of the fire, and therefore, the fact that it goes out later is called you being mechabit. That's a shita sarash gaval de garash. How do we answer the Rosh's kasha on Taisus? Taisus holds it's only gram kibui. What do you do with the mefurish gemara and bememad likin? Tesam and beis and Shabbos about the shesferish shel shemen, shesferish shel bei. That's my lenis shemen. That's al pi aner. So the Yamshel Shloime says at Teretz, that Taisus says that maybe you'll take away the entire eggshell, you'll take away the entire Sheferis, and not even Taisus holds its kibui. The Rosh's Lashon is, the Mistapik Ma'at Mishemen Shebaseich HaSheferis, Eina Machesh Ma'or Haner. If you take a little bit from that shem, you're not being Machesh. But if you take the entire thing away, so then that's called the kibui. In fact, the Eilish Shabbos, what does that mean? Even if you take the entire thing away, but you're not touching the shemen in the ner, why would that call that the light would dim if you take the entire shefer shobei away? As in Shul Zavei, bothered with the Yamshel Shloime. But the Eli Rami says a pashup shat. He says it's dripping constantly into the ner. So every time it drips in, it makes the fire a little bit hotter. The more oil it is, vice versa, the more the fire, the higher the flame is. So if you take away the entire shemen at one time, and now it's no longer dripping, it stops dripping, so immediately it's going to be lower. If it drips constantly as it's burning, so that's going to make a higher flame. Now that you take it away, so now there's less oil, because it's losing the dripping, so right away it's lower. That would be a kibbutz according to Taisus also. Saying if you take away a little shemen in the sheferis, and it's still dripping, so that's not being machish b'chlau. So that's one teretz. For Taisus, the Taz says the teretz that the ikigzeri was, if you're going to be mistapik from the shemen that's in the sheferis dripping into the ner, you'll also be mistapik from the ner itself and be over on kibbutz. Al kapanim, that's the machlokes Taisus in the Rosh. Taisus holds that you're causing it to go out, that if at a later time that'll go out earlier than otherwise would have gone out, that's gram kibbutz, and the Rosh holds that it's called mamish kibui because it's chapping with the actual candle, either the psilo or the shemen, the actual candle. That is interesante machlekes achreinim. Sayin Taisus is a machlekes, and Sayin the Rosh is a machlekes. Is this kibui a kibui deraisa or derabonon? Kipshute the Gemara says chayiv mishum mechaba. The Gemara is mashmitz deraisa. But Taisus says a word of nirik kibui. That's what Taisus says, nirik kibui. The Pnei Yeshua, Nemzon, the Taisus means it's midarabanan. It's only Nirika Kibu, it's midarabanan. Also, the Imre Bina, Meir Obach, in his Sefer Imre Bina, in Hilchot Yantiv Simi Yates, also Nemzon, according to Taisus, it's derabanan. Mashenkein, the thing in the Sasemis in the Chazinish, is in Simon Lamed Ches in the Chazinish. They Nemzon, that Taisus means a Kibu deraisa. Rather, that's called a kibbe deraisa. Because it comes dimmer, that's a kibbe mi deraisa. In the Rosh also you find the machlokes. The Yamshel Shloime Nemzon in the Rosh that it's avada deraisa. And I say also Rabbi Kivega in the Shulchan Aruch Sim and Shin Lamed Daled also Nemzon klar in the Rosh that it's deraisa. That it's not called gram kibbe, that's called a maisi biyadayim, it's a deraisa dika kibbe. The Chazinish is medayik from the Rosh that's derabanan. The Karben Asana on the Rosh also clears in the Rosh to say it's the Rabbanan. The Chazanish says that it's muchach to say it's the Rabbanan, because that much you see klar, l'masha, when a house is burning, you're allowed to take the things out of the house. That's not called mistapik from the ner. That's not called mistapik. That's not called kibui b'chlal. So that Mrs. Rashi in Shabbos also seems to hold very stark of the Rosh. Rashi in Shabbos says that yichayim mishum mechab, and Rashi in Shabbos in the Mishnah of Likav Shefer Yishol Beitz in the Chavtesim and Beis, he says, "Kevin shit seu lekach." If you take out, you chayev mishum mechaba. So it's only things that you decided belong in the fire. That's what becomes a chelik of the fire. That becomes a chelik of the ner. And then you have these garmim that if you take them away, the chayev mishum mechaba. But if you weren't Marxist, now the fire is burning. It's an accidental fire, and you take away something which would otherwise be fuel for the fire. Avada, it's not mechaba. Zakter chazinish. That can't be a deraisa de kesvara. I mean, deraisa can't be mechalik between the two things. What's the difference if you decided it should be in the ner or not? Rabbi Chanan, in Kovet Shurim Chelek Beis, he brings this as an example. He says it's a davar nifla, that your machshav is peil dinim. The fact that you decided this oil should go into the ner, that machshav that you have is peil, that becomes a chelik of the ner, and memela makes a deraisa de gedin, that by taking away this oil, that's called the maisi b'dayim of kibbuy aner. Like Valdegi Yisayid Ovachanan says. It's about the pashtus that the Chayim Mishum Mechab is the Raisa. We said that's what the Yamshel Shloime, B'Kiveganem's on that way. G'dayim on the way. And you have to say this chiluk, that according to this pshat, that it's the Raisa, even if it's out of the Ner, but you decided that it should go into the Ner, that gufa makes it a kibbeh deraisa. Al kapanim, we have two mahalchim in the sugya of mistapik, mishem, and shivaner. Why is it kibbeh? We have the mahalch of taisis because it makes the ner dim, and that happens right away, and that's why it's called a maisa biyadayim. But the kibbeh that happens later on, that's a grama. And we have the rush, and even the kibbeh that happens later on, it's also called the maisa biyadayim, because you're actually touching the shemen and the psila that's in the ner gufa. Just to mention that, if you hold it's derabbanan, you have to say chayiv is lav dafke, it means chayiv makas mardis. That's what the achrayim say. Now, one interesting nekuda in the rush. First, what's an afkemina tais in the rush? So we have one afkemina, if you don't dim the candle at all, that according to taisus, like by a candle, if you're not dimming the fire at all, according to taisus, it's mutter, according to the rush, it's aser. Now, there's a Rashi in Shabbos, Nafim Daladim and Aleph. The Gemara there says, Reb Lez Meshim and I'm mistabek min aner shekava. You're allowed to take oil from a ner, which is kava. Now, Rashi there teaches kava means it's on its way out. It's going out. It's on its way. It's going to go out very soon. And Rashi says, the kava and the kava v'hoiluch le'mechayev su mishum mechaba. It's on its way out, you're not chayev mishum mechaba. So the Taisa Rosh there, which apparently holds like Taisus here, wasn't yet Ayman Mestama on his shtickle that he writes here, that the violently held like Taisus, he says that he wants to say, what's Pshat in Rashi? Pshat in Rashi is that the whole Mestapik Min Shem and Shebener is only because you're making it go out earlier. Here it's not going to go, it's not going to wait around till all the Shemen is kola. It's going out, it's on its way out. It's going to go out before that. So Mamela, you're allowed to take the shemen. And that the Taisa Rosh says, like Taisus, that that's not the pshat. That's not the pshat in Mestapik min shemen shebener, because you're going to make it go out earlier. Because that's only a gram kibbeh. Elamai it means because you're making the kibbeh now. You're making a miyat in the ur. So koshken, if it's an er shekav, it's on its way out. It's in its last leg. So koshken, you're causing a kibbeh. So melu biyasa. That's why he teaches ner shekav that already went out. That will come out in Afkamina the other way. If you take out oil, ba'ifin, then it won't make the ner go out earlier because this ner is not going to last until all the oil is out. So then, if you only hold of the Rosh's pshat, if you only hold of the pshat because you're goyim kibli, here you're not being goyim kibli b'chlal. Mashaken, if you hold the tesis of macha ayre, so you have macha ayre over here. That will come out in Afkamina the other way. Now, the Achrenim discuss, what's a din according to the Rosh if you have a ner that really could go, if you don't take out any oil, it will go out 5 hours after Shabbos is over. You take out the oil, now it's going to go out 3 hours after Shabbos is over. But either way, the kibbeh is going to take place on Meitzah Shabbos. So is there a problem, according to the Rosh, taking out the oil, if the kibbeh is going to take place on Meitzah Shabbos? Rabbi Chanan over here in Kaivet Shiurim says that according to the Rosh, that would be mutter. And the Rebbeinu that we mentioned, Hilchos Yontif, Simen Yutes, also holds that way. And also the Igle Tal in the Melach of Zereah, Sifkat and Ches, Eis Ches, in Nagah, he also names on that Avada will be Mutter, because the Melach is not going to be done on Shabbos. There's a general machlokes about this in the Achrenim. There is Shash in Masechta Shabbos, Dafayin Dalin, and the Chalkas Yoyev, that the Igle Tal brings over there, Nemzon, that as long as you do the Maisa Malacha on Shabbos, even if what comes out, the pu'ul of the Malacha is done on Maitse Shabbos, that's also an Issa Deraisa, it's also a Chi of Deraisa. Lamashal, if you put in bread to bake in an oven right before Shkia, and the bread gets baked on Maitse Shabbos, they hold that that's Taka Chi of Shabbos. If the bread never gets baked at all, that's a Mefurish Gemara. If you take out the bread before it gets baked, so you weren't diver anything. But if the bread does get baked, just the Maitse Shabbos, but you did the Maisa on Shabbos, then having on, that's called Chilul Shabbos. Chilul Shabbos is a pshat that you did the Maisa of the Malacha on Shabbos. The actual Malacha doesn't have to be done on Shabbos. Now, Shengin, these other Achreinim, and this was the Minchas Chinuch Nemzon also, and the Siglei Tal, and the Rabbi Chanan, and that, they name on both has to be done on Shabbos. If you put in bread to bake on Erev Shabbos and it bakes on Shabbos, that's Mefurish, that's Mutter. Who would then, if you put in bread on Shabbos and it bakes on Meitzah Shabbos, also Mutter? Both of them have to be done on Shabbos. Mele, they name on like this, that Oibazai, when the Mestapik B'Shem and Shebener is a kibui, because the kibui that happens later is Meyuchas to you, that's like you did that kibui. That kibbutz has to be done on Shabbos. If the kibbutz l'maisa was done on Maisa Shabbos, so then it wouldn't be considered a problem of mechaber. Now the Imre Bina was bothered by Akasha, because he says, what about if you put in Shem and Daner? The Rosh also says, the reason why it's called Mavir is because you're prolonging the Havara. And the prolonging of the Havara, that's you. That's considered your Maisa. So what if this prolonging happens on Maitzah Shabbos? So Zogt Imre Bina, Avad, in that case, you would be a Chiev of Mavir. He says, why not? Because the oil that you put in is going to be burnt on Shabbos. The oil that you put in is going to be burnt on Shabbos. So that's mamish havara. It's not only the prolonging of the oil. The Rosh Grana doesn't say it, then he's bothered by the Rosh. The Rosh is the reason why when you put in oil it's called mavir, because the extra time that it burns is because you put in the oil. Zogt Imre Bina, what does he need that for? Tepik later, the oil you put in is burning. But then it'll come out funny that mistapik b'shem and shabaner is only in the case where the kibbutz is going to happen on Shabbos. If the kibbutz is going to happen on Maitzah Shabbos, it's not a problem. And putting in Shem and Shabaner is in all cases a problem. Even if the Avara is going to go on, the extra Avara is all Maitzah Shabbos. In other words, without you putting in the oil, it would have gone anyway to Maitzah Shabbos. But the Avnei Nezer, he was asked this kasha. It's in Simen Mem Ches. And he says like this. He says interesting terrors. He says, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says he is saying that Havara means the fire. Not that it's being consumed. Havara is the metzias of the fire. The fact that something's being consumed, that's not Havara. Havara is that there's a fire. So Mela, even if the oil you put in is being consumed, but the fire is the same fire that would have been otherwise. When you put in extra oil, nothing changes in the fire. It just goes on longer. So if that extra lengthening happened on Shabbos, so it's considered like you did that extra lengthening. And Nichayev, Mashiach, if that extra lengthening happens on Meitzah Shabbos, Lefi what these Achreinim Zanacha, that the pu'ul of the Malacha has to be also done on Shabbos, so then Avadi wouldn't be Chayev. Not as fast emes, Nemzon, that you would be Chayev. He doesn't explain why, but I think he means, I don't think he means the Svar of the Rishash and the Chalk HaShayev that Stam, the pool of the Malach has to be done on Shabbos. And I'll explain why. The Bamas and you could clear a shy like this. What about, even if you hold like the Rishash and the Chalkis Yoyev, that the pool doesn't have to be done on Shabbos, even though it's a Shabbos. But you can also clear, what if you're going to take oil out of the fire, and before the fire goes out, you're going to replace the oil? So you never actually cause the kibli. According to the Rosh, the chayv v'shemachab is because it's getting a kibbutz earlier than it would have otherwise done. But here, it's not, because you're going to replace the oil. And when you replace the oil, then the kibbutz is going to be at the same time that it's going to otherwise be done. It's an yontif, where you're allowed to replace the oil. So it's going to be the same time. And what's it in that case? Are you chayv v'shemachab or not? According to these achrayim svar, you wouldn't be chayv v'shemachab, because it never ended up to be a kibbutz. But this is what the Sfas Emes points out. The Rosh fears ice at the end that you're not allowed to take a wick from one candle and put it in another candle. Because he says, as soon as you take the wick out, you're being mechaba. And by putting in another candle, all you're doing is relighting it. That's not going to take away your kibui. You're just relighting it. So the Igle Tal already asked the Kasha, why? If the kibui is because later there's going to be a kibui, so Lamaisa later, there'll never be a kibbutz. You're going to replace it to another candle. What's the pshat in the Rosh? I saw in the Eliyahu Rabbah says the pshat in the Rosh is because some oil drips out while you bring it. It brings from the Maril. While you bring it from one fire to another fire, some oil drips out. Not mashma in the Rosh that way. The Rosh is not mashma because oil drips out. The Maril says that. The Rosh is mashma because as soon as you take it out of the fire, that's called the kibbutz. And when you put it in, you're relighting it. Milchus Ariel in Masech LeShabbos Daf Kuf Chaf, he wants to say his story. He's a Medayikah from the Mishnah Berurah that the Rosh is also maskim to Taisus. The reason is because the Rosh is maskim to Taisus his kibui. He just adds his kibui even if you don't have a macha oirei. So he says when you take out the wick, it becomes dimmer, and then you put it in, you're now relighting it. It now becomes brighter again. But Lamaisa, you already did the kibui. It already became dimmer when you took it out. Kanami, the Mishnah Berurah says that when the Shulchan Aruch brings down this din of the Rosh, Mishnah Berurah says that that's the pshat because it becomes dimmer, but the Rosh is not mashma that way. The Rosh is mashma is going with his pshat, that it's a gram kibui. So I think I understand from the Sfas Emes that the pshat is that he holds that Hayais, this ner, doesn't have the power to light as much as it did, that's called the kibui, even if the ner ends up being a kibui. The fact that you took away the power for the ner to burn longer, that's called the ner that's kavui, even though the fire is burning beautifully. And even if you add oil, so good, now you're being chayzu madlika. And the same thing with the psil, you take the psil out of the ner, that's called kibui. Either fire never went out, but the fire now can't last as long. It's already called mechuba. So lefi zeh, even if it will be mechuba on Maitzah Shabbos, and the malacha of kibui is Maitzah Shabbos, but you don't have to come on to the reshash and the chalkas sheyev that the pula could be done on Maitzah Shabbos. Even if you hold the pula, the malacha has to be on Shabbos, that is the kibui. The kibui is that now you have a ner which can't last as long. That ner is called a ner mit akibui, and that's the malacha of kibui, that's the chayv. So grace of chiddush, this Rasemis doesn't say with the klaika, but I think that's what he means. One more nekuda in the sugya. The Ran says that even though you're not going to take away oil, or go out earlier, so that's called mechaba, but to add psilois, he said that's mutter, because it's all considered adlaka. And he says it must be that way, because if not, so any time a candle has two wicks, you wouldn't be allowed to light both of them. You can't light both of them at the same time. So if you light one, then you light the other. Now when you're lighting the second one, the first one's going to go out earlier. So why is that mutter? Elamai, that's not a problem. Now, the Chayyim, the Ran holds like the Svar of the Rush. If you hold like Taisus that the kibui is because it becomes dimmer, there's absolutely no havim in it to aser when you're putting an extra psila in the ner. Then the pshat is, he holds like the Rush, that the pshat is being memari kibuya, it's going to go out earlier, and now you're putting an extra thing that's not called memari kibuya, even though the fire is not going to last as long. Now, this sack of the Ran is brought in the Ramah, in Siman Tav Kuf Yudalet, and in the Levush, and they say it's even when you the reason why you're doing this is because you want it to go out earlier. Derech Moshel, you need the light to be off when you want to go to sleep, or Fetashmish, or whatever it is, and you want it to go out earlier to add a wick in order that the light should go out earlier. That's Mutter, they say. And the Makar is there at. Now the Eliyahu Rabba and the Narshalim, they asked on the Ramah and the Levush. They say that in the Rajman of Avodas HaKodesh, and they also bring the Sefer HaManig, they hold the same Mefurish, that's only when you're doing it because you want more light. You want more light. Now the Shail is, you can't do Kibui. Because on Kibui, there's no Svar of Mitaych, so you can't do Kibui in order to get more light. So now they're saying, no, that's not a problem because you are called Kibui. But if you're doing it because you want it to be Kavui, that he says the Rashbam and the Sefer Manik say Mefurish that it's Aser. And the Eliram is Medayik that way from the Ran, because the Ran says he has a Raya from Bisra Agumri. The case of Bisra Agumri is that you're putting the meat onto the coals and it's causing kibui. But there, the point is not to do kibui for kibui. The point is because you want the meat to get cooked. The kibui is coming memela. So that's why it's mutter. But vices, if you're doing it in order to make kibui, then it'll be Aser. The Ara of the Eliyahu Rabba and the Narsholim on the Ramah, they say it's not, it's the heter is not when you want to do kibui. The heter is only when you're doing avara. So the Bialacha brings it down, but he says, L'maisa, the Ramah is make like Taisvis. And according to Taisvis, it's Pashit that it's mutter. Because he says that according to Taisvis, it's not kibui b'chlal. The fact that it's going out earlier, that doesn't make it kibui b'chlal. And Taisvis pretty much Mefurish says that it's mutter. Taisvis says that you're allowed to cut off the end of the candle, because that's not making the light any dimmer, even though it's making go off earlier. And he says that you're not allowed to cut it with a knife, because that's ticking kli, but you could do it all your day art. So there, you're using a fire in order to cut away the part of the candle. So you let it do havara to cut away part of the candle to make it go out earlier. And mistamed is sorry, because in havara you say mitaych. And it's called the tzairich, because you don't want the candle on. It's called the tzairich. And mainly you could do it al tzmitaych, but kibbe you don't say mitaych, because you don't have kibbe l'tzarech echel nefesh in a normal way, but in avari you say mitaych. So memela, taisis is mavur that it's mutter, because in taisis you're not doing a kibbe b'chlal. The fact that it's going out earlier is not a kibbe, it's only avari. Avari is mutter. As I say, mefurish and taisis, the guy brings a taisis. Mefurish and taisis, they could cut off the candle, they are, so who would then you could add a wick. What you're doing is you're making the candle go early al yidei avari. Mashaken, according to the Rosh, it's called the kibui. So the Rashbam, the Sefer HaManig, a Mefurish, that if you mechaven for kibbul, it's mutter. It's aser. It's only when you mechaven for avar, it's mutter. See, Be'emison, I didn't understand so well at first. What's the pshat mimanavshach? If it's called the kibbul, and you add a wick, so even if you're not mechaven for kibbul, why is it mutter? But that's what I think the Ran brings from Bisra Agumri. That the pshat is that by kibbul, if the kibbul happens memela when you're doing a melechas eichel nefesh, so that's mutter. Hashenken, if the whole point is to do a kibbul, that's aser. So the Ramon de Levush learned up in the Ran that there is no kibbul going on. That's how he learned up. This is not called a kibbul, even Ladasa Rush. There is no kibbul. And the Chayyid Svara is because you're not, even though the first fire that you lit is going to go out earlier, but you have the second fire. So in the sum total, there's not going to be any less fire because of what you did. If you cut away some fuel, so that fuel wouldn't burn, so the fire is not going to burn for longer, so you're making, there should be less fire, that's called a kibbul. Now, second, if you're adding a wick, there's not going to be any less fire. Instead of this flame burning for 1 hour, the two flames together will burn for half hour, but the same amount of fire. So that's not called a kibbul. That's a chayyur how the Ramon de Levush learned. But the Aliyah Rabbah is bringing from the Rishayim and make a chiluk between your mechavim for kibbul and mechavim for avara. The Aliyah Rabbah learned there is a kibbul. Now, the pshat is when you're not mechavim for kibbul, so that's the thing. When you're doing a melechas echel nefesh and a mail that's coming out of kibbul, that's mutal tzarech echel nefesh, because that's the din of Bisra Agumri. Now, Shankain, when the Iki you're doing is to do a kibbul, it is called a kibbul, because according to the Rosh, since it's the Maisa, the first fire is going out earlier, it's called a kibbul, and it'll be Aser. Maisa, the Ramah is making like Taisus. So, Lefi Taisus, the Be'alacha says, it's partial to be mutter, it's only Yesh Lahachma like the Rosh, so Mela, the Psak of the Ramah could still be Kayim. And now let's go right in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Boimne Abba Bar Marta Me Abaya. Ma'al Lechabes is an emne davar acher. Is it mutter to put out the candle, to extinguish the candle for Tasha Shemitah? In the end he said, Aser. The Gemara asked the Kasha from the Braisa that says he's not allowed to extinguish a log just in order to have Rechmanis and in order to save it. But if it's so that the house shouldn't get all smoky, or that the pot shouldn't get all smoky, it's mutter. So why is it different than the Chabas and Nehem Nedavar Acher? So he said, Am Lehu Rabbi Yehudi, that goes like Rabbi Yehudi that's Matem Achshir, and Kikamina L'Rabbana. Then the Gemara says a similar thing. Abai asks Rabbi, you're allowed to put out a fire on Yom Tif. There's a fire in the house. And the Gemara also says, the Rabbi said it was Asr. He asked the same Kasha from the log that you're allowed to put it out in order that the house shouldn't get smoky or the pot. And he said, also Rabbi Yehudi. And then the third Gemara, Ravashi asked from a Meimar, are you allowed to be koichel as ha'ayin? You allowed to put medicine on the eye if you don't really need it? He said it was aser, and he asked the same kasha from the pat, and the Gemara said the same teretz who Rabbi Yehudi. Those are the three Gemaras. So first, the aura that Tosis has, that this Gemara is mashmer at a coin that we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda that says machshirim is mutter, he would hold all these three shilas, lechabes ner b'edav v'racher, and the Chabbis is at Lake of Yomtiv, and Lichal Asa'ayin would all be Mutter, because he holds Machshirim a Mutter. And the Gemara paskins that it's Aser. Now the problem is the Gemara, in the third parak, Daf Chav Chesim and Beis, says that we paskin like a Yehuda, it says, Eloshin Halacha Ve'ein Mayrin Kain. We paskin like a Yehuda, but you can't paskin that way to anyone who asks you. So, Taisa says two Malchim, and these are the two Malchim in the Rishayim. One is Enechanami, the Gemara here doesn't mean it's Aser. It means ein meirin kain. Avad alach is that it's mutter, but we don't paskin that it's mutter. That's because we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We just alach is like Rabbi Yehuda, but we can't paskin that way for someone else. That's a sheet of the Baal Amar. But Rav Yishayim hold that it's aser, like the Gemara is mashma that it's aser. The Rekeach holds like the Baal Amar also, but Rav Yishayim hold that it's aser, and they hold that it's the second teretz of Taisus. They have different neschayis how to say it. That sometimes Chazal were matem machshirim, and sometimes Chazal machshirim are aser. The nusach is that the machshirim that bring direct to eichel nefesh, like sharpening a knife and fixing a keli that you need to cook for, those machshirim are halacha vein merim kain. The certain machshirim, the Ramban says that a mamish mutter, it's mamish merim kain, machshirim that there's no other way to deal with on yantif, like grafis tanner, because you have to use the tanner and then cleaning out the tanner is impossible to do anything else, so mail they'll matter lechatchila. There's some machshirim that's halacha vein merim kain, and there's some machshirim that are aser. Like we said, that's Rav Yishayim, that's the psak of the Rambam and the Rif, and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, that's the psak halacha. But in regard to kibud leika, and what exactly is mutter according to the Rabbanon, there we have three shittas in the Yishayim. There are three shittas in the Rishonim. What's exactly usur, what's exactly mutter? So first you have the shita of the Ran and the Mordechai. The Ran and the Mordechai hold that if you need the house in order to live in on Yom Tov, in order to eat Yesudis, in order to stay there on Yom Tov, that even according to the Rabbanan is mutter. That's mamish eichel nefesh. And the Medayik in the Gemara says, Eichadika sakonis nefashis, he's certainly allowed to be mechabed at leika. The shayla is when it's ibud mamon. So the Gemara is clearly saying, the shayla is that you're allowed to be mechabed at leika to save money. It's a big fire. You want to save money, but you don't need this house anyway. This is not the house that you live in. You have another house. And that's also the pshat of Yisashen Habayis. Yisashen Habayis means that the house will get smoke and there'll be some smoke damage in the house, ibud mamon, but it won't affect the fact that you could stay in the house. And Yisashen Akdeir also won't affect you'll be able to eat the food. It will just cause some damage. Here's the machleikas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Now, Be'emison, it's a little bit schwer, because why is this machshirin according to Rabbi Yehuda? This is just ibud mamon. Why is this machshirin? But the Gemara, even the Gemara, the next Gemara with Lemichel Esa'ayin, you have really the same shrekat. You have the same shrekat. Why is that machshirin according to Rabbi Yehuda? The question is, are you allowed to make yourself comfortable with the Kaichel Esa'ayin? The Rashi says that there are abundant that learn that Eichel Nefesh is Dafka and not Machshirim. So who would then make yourself comfortable also not? And Rabbi Yehuda that Darish is Lechem Lechol Tzercheichem. So this is also called Tzercheichem. So Al Derech Zeh, it seems around in the Mordechai learn that Rabbi Yehuda that says Machshirim, he doesn't Darish in Levadei to be Mamait. Machshirim, he Darish is Lechem Lechol Tzercheichem. And therefore, this also called the Tzrochim. It's very, very painful on Yom Yontif to see the Hefzid Mamin. So the Torah is matter you to be put out the dleika to save the mamon. Mashiach and according to Rabbanan, you need mamish eichel nefesh. But if you need the house to live in, that's mamish called eichel nefesh. Lefi this pshat, it's a little bit shvay. So what about lechabes his name neidaver acher? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with kibli and er for tashvish amita? So the Bach says that lefi this pshat, the word is tashvish is not such a big tzayrich. So again, it's going to be totally in the machlokes of Yudin Rabbanan if it's lechem lechol tzercheichem. Tashemit is okay without it. Memela, you wouldn't be allowed to do a malacha that's not called eichel nefesh. But having a house to live in and the food that you're going to eat, if the food's going to get ruined, that's mamash eichel nefesh. That's eichel nefesh kibshutai. That's avad demutta. This is the sheet of the Ran and the Mordechai. Now, Rashi says mefurish not the way. Rashi says that the kasha of the brisa that shleisashin habayis, that David says that it's mutter to put out the fire shleisashin habayis, is that by dleika also you have the same inyan that you won't have to sit b'shrav b'shemesh. She says you won't have any shelter, you won't have any protection. That's the same thing as shleisashin habayis. Rashi's mefurish learning up the gemara of lechamis is a dleika in the case where you need this house for protection, and still it's asur. But there are two shittas in Rishonim to understand it. You have the Rashba, and the Rashi also holds this way, that learns up in Rashi, that's dafka because it's not directly related to eating. Shelter is not directly related to eating. So therefore you can't do kibbutz. It's not called eichel nefesh. And the fee said, you say the dover is because you don't say mitaych by kibbutz, like we mentioned earlier. Mitaych is only when you have a malacha which is used for eichel nefesh, like bishul, Havar, Shchita, these things which is used directly for Eichel Nefesh, there, and I saw, there you could do Mitaych, and any other Tzarech is Mutter to do that Malacha. Kibbutz is not a Malacha which is used directly for Eichel Nefesh, and Echinami, sometimes it comes out, Bisra Gumri, like it says in Daf Chav Gimel, that you do Kibbutz by putting the meat on top of the coals. But that's just the incidental thing. That's not really the Malachas Kibbutz. So Mel, you don't say Mitaych by Kibbutz. You can't be matir kibui even for a very, very big tzarech of Yom Tov, like having a house to live in, because it's not eichel nefesh, and there's no mitaych by kibui. But if you're saving the food, shleisashin akadeir, if that means that the food is going to get burnt, that's avada mutter, because that's eichel nefesh mamish. Kibui is mutter l'tzarech eichel nefesh, like you find b'sir agumri. That's eichel nefesh mamish to save the food. So that's how the Rashba learns that Rashi, and this is what the Rosh holds also, that there's a chilek to save the house, even if you need the house to live in, that's aser, because the kibli is not performing an eichel nefesh, it's performing another very vital tzarech, but that's aser. Kibli is aser, even for a very big tzarech. Masha'en kein. If you're doing it for food, the kibbeh is tuing ayf v'echel nefesh, so that's mutter. And the brice of Shlei Sashin Akadeira goes even according to Rabbanan. The whole kash of the Gemara was only on Shlei Sashin Abayis. Or you can learn Shlei Sashin Akadeira means kipshuta, the pat. That's what the Rajba says, not the food in the pat. There is no food in the pat. If the pat itself, so that's mamash makshirim. To have a pat to cook in, that's mamash makshirim. That's dalin machlekes if you didn't the Rabbanan. But this is the second sheet of the Rishayna. Again, the first sheet was that any time you need it for a tzarech yantiv, an important tzarech yantiv, that's called mamash eichel nefesh, and that's mutter. So, Mel, if you need the house to live in, you'll have to put out the fire. It's going to burn down the house that you need to live in. It's only a house that you don't need to live in on yantiv. It's just hefsid mammon that the Gemara is saying is aser. Or no, even if you mamash need the house to live in, it doesn't matter. It's aser because that's not eichel nefesh. But if it's burning your food and you need the food to eat, that is called tzarech eichel nefesh. But the Chiddush Ra'ah, and this is what also says in the Sefer Echinuch, holds that even if it's going to burn the food, it's aser, because the Chiddush Ra'ah says a svara, that's not called Eichel Nefesh, because it's only a silik, it's only stopping the hezek. It's not directly making Eichel Nefesh, it's only stopping the hezek from happening. Then you don't have a svara, that's not called Eichel Nefesh. You're not by the Bisra Gumri, the Kibbeh is actually going and making the food, preparing the food. But here, the kibbeh is just for the point of saving the food, saving the house. That's a siluk. That's not called eichel nefesh. That's the svara of the Ra'ah, the Chiddush Ra'ah, and the Sefer Echinuch. And the Beis Yosef says that's what the Rif and the Rambam hold. They're not mechalak. They paskin that Shlei Sashin Akdeira is aser. And the male, they hold, even if you're saving the food, it's aser. Again, three shittas about putting out a fire on Yantif. The Ran and the Marachai says anytime it's just something you need on Yantif, even a house to live in, that's called eichel nefesh. The Rajma and the Rosh hold that for saving the food is called Eichel Nefesh, but not necessarily saving the house to live in. And the Ra'ah and the Sefer Echinuch hold, and this is how the Beis Yosef learns in the Rif and the Rambam, that even saving the food is Asur, because that's only a Siluk. The Mechaba Paschal is like the Rif and the Rambam, that even to save the food is Asur, but the Ramah Paschal is like the Rosh, that saving the food is Mut, and he says, because Kama V'Kama Rishayim hold that way. Now there's a Shmuz in the Achrayim. Does Ramah's psak also go for saving the house to live in? The Bach holds, he goes all the way like the Ran and the Mordechai, that you're allowed to put out the fire to save the house to live in. But the Amshul Shloimeh and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, they don't paskin that way. They paskin to save the house to live in is not called Eichel Nefesh. It's only saving the food that's mutter. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins. That's what he says in the Sharet Zion, that his psak halacha is that you're allowed to put out the fire to save the food, but not to save the house. Now, there's one other interesting shmuz. The Rosh's lashon is that you're allowed to put out the fire to save the food from burning, except if you have another fire to put the food on. In other words, you're trying to cook the food, and the fire is going to burn the food. So if you don't have another fire to put the food on, you could put out this fire in order to make it a lower flame that now the food won't burn. But if you have another fire, you could put it on. So you don't put out this fire. Take the pot, put it on the other fire. You can only do kibbeh if you need it to save the food. But if you have another eitzah to save the food, you can't do kibbeh. That's what it says in the Rosh. The Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah also passing this way, leksu one munakuda, or if you have a place to make another fire, that you could make another fire. So it comes on the gei halacha l'maisa. Let's say you have a high flame on your gas burner, and you can't cook the food on such a high flame. It will burn. But you happen to have another burner, which is not on, and you could turn on the flame on the other burner to be a low flame to cook the food. Do you have to do that? Or are you allowed to lower the flame on the burner you have? So the Magen Avraham says clearly, if there's another place to make a fire, then you're not allowed to do it. So it'll come out, you cannot lower the flame on the burner you have, you have to put it on a different flame on the low burner. But the Igris Meisha Paschal is not the way. He says the Magen Avraham is very shver. And Batsim, he would argue on the Magen Avraham. Because the Rosh says clearly, if there is another fire, he doesn't say you can make another fire. And he says, what's the Svara Bechlal for that? Bishleim, if you have another fire, you happen to have two fires, one high and one low. And on the high flame, that's going to burn. So you're not allowed to lower the flame. Put it on the lower flame. Don't do a malacha. You don't need this malacha to save it from burning. Masha'en Kain, if you're anyway going to have to do a malacha, you can either have to do kibbeh, lower this flame, or you'll have to do avar, higher that flame. So if the site of the hetter would be mitayich, then we could maybe make a svara that there's no mitaych by kibui, there is mitaych by avar. But that's not the yisayid of the rush. The yisayid of the hetter of the rush is because it is eichel nefesh. So if it's eichel nefesh, what's the difference? Kibui is mutal tzarech eichel nefesh, avar is mutal tzarech eichel nefesh. What's the difference which one you do? And the rabbi, kibui is much less chomer. Kibui is mocha shein tzricha legufa. Kibui is derabanan, avar is deraisa. So what's the pshat b'chlal? He says, and the rush doesn't say it. The rush says, if you have another flame, it doesn't say you can make another flame. So he says, could be you could say pshat in the Magen Avraham. He says, it's matchik to say pshat that by kibui you're going to have to do multiple kibuis. In order to get the fire to be low in the days that they had wood fires, you have to take out a bunch of pieces of wood and be mechaba, all of them, and therefore that's multiple kibuis. Mashenke by avara, you just do one small avari, you light the kindling wood, it's one havara, so one havara is better than doing multiple kibbutz. Mashen kain, by the gas stoves, it's one havara and one kibbutz. It's either lowering this flame or turning on the other flame. That's mamish, the same thing. You don't have to turn on the other flame. You can lower this flame. That's a psakeh digris meish. I saw in the Pisgei Tshuvos in Siman Tav Kuf Yud Aleph that it brings chalkim on the igris meish, but there's a psakeh digris meish.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.